This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Jonathan Wright of Peoria Magazines. Jonathan is here to tell us about some exciting changes happening with the magazines, as well as a new publication that's hitting the stands next week. Jonathan, welcome to Out and About.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
So this has been a long time coming, but we have a new publication coming from Peoria Magazines. Tell us a little bit about this new offering.
Absolutely. The new magazine is just called Peoria Magazine. So we didn't invent a brand new brand or anything. But essentially, we are taking our two flagship publications, IBI, Interbusiness Issues, and Art and Society, and we're essentially bringing them together into one brand new publication. And so Peoria Magazine will cover, you know, both the business and the arts side, but also add additional community-oriented content and lifestyle content as well. So we're bringing together the best of both of these worlds, and then we're adding a little bit of extra flavor as well.
So what is the purpose behind uniting these two publications and bringing them together under one banner as opposed to the two more or less standalone publications that you've had in the past?
Right. Well, you know, IBI started as a strictly business magazine, and over the last, say, 10 years or so, it has evolved into a much broader publication. Meanwhile, Art and Society started as an arts and cultural magazine, and it's basically remained that way, but it covers a broad territory of subjects as well. And at some point, it just dawned on us that maybe the separation wasn't needed anymore, that maybe if we brought them together, we could streamline the content, we could streamline our deadline schedules. And, you know, most people want to know what's happening in their community. They don't necessarily want to know just about one little specific aspect of it. They want to know about everything that's happening. And if they're not interested in something, they can, you know, change the page. But we thought that by bringing together the business and the arts side along with this additional content, that it would just make for a more powerful publication in general.
I understand that this new publication is going to be a little bit more theme-oriented than publications in the past, and you'd mentioned this is focusing on arts and business. Can you talk a little bit just how the Peoria area really does marry those two different elements, arts and business, and why it's important to integrate them?
Sure. Well, you know, there are lots of wonderful businesses and organizations in the community that support the arts.
Yes.
The arts would not exist without the support from our local businesses. And so that was one theme that we really wanted to hit on and address. And so we spoke with a number of prominent business leaders and asked them why they support the arts and what is in it for them. How does that help their company and how does it help the community at large? And then on the flip side, even when you're looking at, say, the business of art, through Arts Partners, you know, artists need business skills as well.
Yes.
And so these are not necessarily categories that need to be completely separated. So done properly, I think, you know, bringing those together makes a lot of sense.
You had said that as part of this new publication, your intent is to bring new features and new content. So can you talk a little bit about some of the new things that you'll be bringing to Peoria Magazine?
Sure. So the new publication is set up into four sections: business, community, lifestyle, and art. So obviously we're bringing in the business side from IBI. We're bringing in the art side from Art and Society. We have these other two sections, lifestyle and community, which also encompass some of the content from these previous publications, but we're bringing in some new stuff as well. So we have some new writers that we'll be bringing on, and we'll be also every month there will be some new writers contributing. We haven't stopped adding to our roster there, but then a lot of the same faces as well. And then we're bringing over the social scenes from Art and Society. So essentially the lifestyle and community sections are kind of brand new to this publication. And so we're really striving for a very well-rounded, balanced, curated content.
And this is going to come out on a monthly basis? Is that
it
correct?
Will be monthly, yes.
And then can you also tell us a little bit about, there's also the Peoria Progress.
Right. Peoria Progress is our other publication. That comes out twice a year. And that's going to continue to run as well. So the next issue will be out in July. And so we are going from three publications to two, which streamlines a lot of our schedule and the content as well.
And can you talk a little bit about what your approach to covering the arts has been and what it will be in the new publication. What's your take? What's the case that you're trying to make both in Art and Society and now in Peoria Magazine?
The arts community in Peoria is exceptionally vibrant. I would say that it is healthier than it's ever been. And in fact, I personally wrote an article in this very first issue that takes a look back at the last 10 years of the arts community, highlights some of the major milestones that we have hit along the way. You know, sometimes you have to look back in order to see how far you've come. And when I started digging into this and thinking through how much the arts community has grown over the last 10 years, it's really quite astonishing. From the inception of First Fridays to all the new programs through Arts Partners, Sculpture Walk and Art Pop, and Business of Art and Ignite, to the new focus on public art and the big picture and murals happening. And there's so much happening now that all of these things were kind of just dreams 10 years ago. And now they're actually real and we're building off of them. So it's really exciting to see that.
And you're also adding a new element of supporting the arts in your office space for Peoria Magazines. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely, yeah. We are hosting exhibitions now in our office, quarterly exhibitions from local artists, and the art is for sale to the public, and we invite the public to come to our office. We're located right near the Metro Center in front of Schnucks on University Street in Peoria. And we just had a closing reception for our very first exhibition of the year, and we will be installing the next exhibition later this week in between putting out this magazine and a new website. So the Third Thursday Art Group is our exhibitor for the next 3 months. And there's about a dozen artists, mostly veteran artists from the area, names that you might recognize, who will be showing their work at our office.
So you've just finished up that first round of exhibit with Elizabeth Davis, Natalie Jackson O'Neill, and was there someone else?
And Jim Burnham.
And Jim Burnham mm-hmm. on there. And what was the response from the artists to that opportunity?
You know, they're all friends of ours, and, you know, we had a great response. They were kind of helping us get the program off the ground. So, you know, you go to the people that you know so that we can get feedback and, you know, try to make the program better and make sure that it is taking care of the needs of the artists. And so, you know, I'll be talking with them to see, you know, how things went and if we need to make any changes. But we're really excited about it. It brightens up the office and it has brought in, you know, new people in to see the artwork and to check out the artists, check out their website, and hopefully to purchase some art as well.
So the new magazine goes out, I believe, on Monday. People should start seeing it on Tuesday. And also on Tuesday, you're hosting a reveal party for the new magazine that morning.
We are, yeah. We're having a press conference at the Peoria Riverfront Museum at 10 a.m. We'll be joined by a number of community leaders, business leaders, and we're going to have a little unveiling of the very first cover of this new issue. So we're really excited about that.
That's Jonathan Wright, editor-in-chief of Peoria Magazines. He joined us to talk about the launch of Peoria Magazine, a new publication that will combine their coverage of business and the arts in the greater Peoria region. The new magazine will be available on Tuesday, April 2nd. Jonathan, thank you for being with us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And the annual Peoria Film Noir Festival wraps up this weekend. The final presentation is the classic The Maltese Falcon. It's showing tomorrow afternoon from 2 to 4 o'clock at the main branch of the Peoria Public Library.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.